If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to be in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, I want to begin reading in verse 9. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm going to stop right there. I got something I want to share with you here. John Calvin wrote this. It's not very long at all. The blindness of unbelievers in no way detracts from the clarity of the gospel. The sun is no less bright because blind men do not perceive its light. And that's the truth. The blindness of unbelievers. This is sometimes what we forget. We used to be blind ourselves. And if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. But, and, we preach the truth. We preach the truth. Whether men receive it or not, whether men can hear it or not, whether men can see Christ or not, we are to preach the gospel. And the gospel is our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we have here in this passage. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Him. Now, start with this. The first cause is God. God has highly exalted him. Jesus Christ is who we're talking about. And always has God highly exalted him. Now, the word exalted means this. Elevated to the highest position. To the highest position. What's that mean? Well, there's no one above Jesus Christ. Not one. There's no one above him. Glory to God in the highest, because God has exalted him. He, Jesus Christ, is the highest. And it says this, and his name is above every name. Again, what's that mean? There is no higher name. There is no none higher. And there is no higher name. You, and here's the point, you, I, we, no one exalts Christ. God did. It says it in the past tense. God has highly exalted him. We don't exalt him, we're to praise him. We're to praise his holy name. He is exalted past tense, and we are to praise him now. Matter of fact, I thought about this when I wrote that down. The wrath of man praises him. What's it say in Psalm 76 and verse 10? Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath, what? Shalt thou restrain. Jesus Christ is to be praised, and Jesus Christ is praised. God himself said, this is my beloved son. What? In whom I am well pleased. Well pleased. Then he had this, hear ye him. Hear ye him. Hear him. Why? He's highly exalted. He's highly exalted. His name is above every name. Hear him, and not only that, believe him. Believe him. Because his name is exalted. His name is above every name. And he is exalted. Excuse me. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. At the name of, very carefully, Jesus. Jesus, his earthly name. Matter of fact, Young's Literal Translation has it this way, and I like this a little better. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. In the name of Jesus, the name of the Messiah. Jesus, the name of the man who is God, the God-man. What was it Earl used to say? Admon Cadmon. The angel told Joseph, call his name Jesus. Call his name Jesus. Yeshua, Joshua, Savior, for, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This is the one who is exalted by God. This is the one whose name is above every name. At that name, in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. The name of the God-man, God manifest in the flesh, made known in the flesh. Power and perfection and holiness personified. Who is Jesus? He is the Holy One of Israel. Who is Jesus? He is the anointed one, anointed by God. He is the Messiah, the Christ of God, the Son of the living God. What does it say in Isaiah and other places? The Lord of hosts is his name. And later on in the New Testament it says this, he's coming with his name on his vesture and on his thigh, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And who is it? This same Jesus right here. At his name, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That's the words of the Holy Spirit. It's written down here by the Apostle Paul. That's the words of the Holy Spirit. Every knee bow. Every knee bow. Bow down before his holy name. Paul wrote them, but the Holy Spirit said them, because God said them. God said them. Bow down. What's that entail? Submit. Complete, total submission to Jesus Christ. I wish I could do it the way it needs to be done. I want to do it. He is everything, and we are nothing without him. He made all things. Just in case you weren't paying attention, he said, and without him was nothing made. He made all things, and without him was nothing made. You understand? We have to be told at least twice, or we won't get it. And then sometimes even when we're told twice, we don't get it. And not only that, by him, by this same Jesus, all things exist. All things consist. Bow down to him. Why? God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Who is to bow? All in heaven, all in earth, and all under the earth. You understand? That's everyone. And that's everywhere. Heaven's up here, we're here, and under the earth. You want to know what that means? If you got a knee, bow. Every knee shall bow. Every knee. Bow down to him. And that every tongue confess. Every tongue confess. Just like every knee, every single tongue. Every tongue confess. Where? In heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Every single one. No exceptions, no exemptions. Every tongue confess. And the word confess means to fully agree. Fully agree. There's no question in this confession, this full agreement. There's no doubt of the truth. Jesus Christ, his name is above every name. God has highly exalted him, and every knee should bow, and every tongue confess. Full agreement. You understand what confessing means? Fully agreeing? It means you say it, and you mean it. Bow and confess. And I'll tell you this part right here. Bowing and confessing is either willing or unwilling. This is not a request. This is a command from God. Every tongue bow. Every tongue confess. Every knee bow. And what are we to confess? He tells us that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord. You understand, I know there's a lot of people who worry about what to confess. Paul's telling us here who to confess, which is much more important. You understand, there are confessions of faith. There are doctrines. There are theologies. They're systematic and they're dogmatic. Now, I'm not against sound doctrine or sound theology. But that's not the question. Confess that he is Lord, is what Paul wrote here. You understand? Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is God. Manifest in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, Jesus Christ, was God. Was God. Confess him to be Lord. Let's be very clear. You don't accept Jesus as your personal Savior. The book never says that, because it's not so. You are to confess him Lord. You are to confess him, Lord. What? Because I know what they say. You accept Jesus as your personal Savior, then you make him your Lord. You're not making Jesus anything. Nobody's making Jesus anything. God has highly exalted him, given him a name above everything. You are to bow and to confess. That's what we are to do. Bow to him, submit to him, and confess that he is Lord. And that's why you're going to bow to him. That's why you're going to bow to him. Submit to him. Now, the Lord is the Savior. The Lord is the Savior. And here's the thing. If he's not Lord, he can't save. The scripture is very clear on that. It is the Lord who saves. Salvation is of the Lord. His arm is not short that he cannot save. And the Lord of hosts is his name. Confess him, proclaim him, and praise him. And confess him. Confess him. There is full agreement of every tongue. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is God of all. Lord of all. And this last statement, to the glory of God the Father. Understand? This is a hard thing, too. You don't get credit for recognizing the truth. You're going to confess. You're going to bow to Jesus Christ. You're going to confess his name. Confess him, Lord, to the glory of God the Father. No credit to you for recognizing the truth. And this is the truth. Jesus Christ is Lord, is God, is above all. But if you know him, it's of no credit to you. No credit is due to you. All the glory goes to God the Father. Why? Because if you know him and you bow to him and confess that he is Lord in this life, it's because it was revealed unto you. What did Christ say? Flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. That's what he says. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, not 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak. I like that. Not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now what's that mean? That means the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For their foolishness unto him. And I am not proud, but I will testify to that, Walter. I'll testify to that, Paul. Paul, I'll tell y'all. There was a time I thought that Christ and people going to church was foolishness. I thought it was. I was wrong, though. I was wrong. But neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. That's where we all were at one time. That's where we all were. Now, in this life, if you bow to the Son, who is exalted above all by God, and you confess him with your mouth that he is Lord, that's a spiritual thing. That's a spiritual thing. And it's not because you were so smart to figure it out. It's because God gave it to you. It's because Christ revealed himself to you. It's because it's in what? To the glory of God the Father, we're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. All glory to God the Father. Why? Because that's where it belongs. That's where it belongs. Bowing to Jesus Christ and confessing him Lord is to the glory of God the Father. So this is my title, Paul. There's two things you're going to do. There's two things you shall do. Bow to Jesus Christ and confess Jesus Christ as Lord. You understand, there's only one truth in heaven. I want to say, I wrote on here, there's only one story in heaven. I don't particularly like that word, but you'll know what I mean here in just a minute. There's only one song in heaven. And that story and that song are the same thing. And here it is. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The one song and the one story in heaven is now and forever. Worthy is the Lamb. Because the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, is the story of heaven, the truth of heaven. All the song in heaven, Paul's told us in epistle, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee's going to bow to him. Every tongue is going to confess the truth of him. And that is everyone, everywhere. Now, I want to put it this way. This has happened, this is happening, and this shall happen. Because there's a very strange thing here. Well, I mean, let's put it this way. When he says every tongue under heaven, every knee under heaven, in heaven, excuse me, on the earth and under the earth, he means every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth is going to bow and is going to confess. I've heard people put it this way. You're going to do it now or you're going to do it later, but you're going to do it. You're going to bow and you're going to confess, willingly or unwillingly. And I'm going to tell you this, you're going to know the truth one day, one day. That rich man that lifted up his eyes in hell found out some truth while he was down there. He found out he couldn't get out. He found out nobody could get to him, and he found out he couldn't help anybody else. But he also found out who God was. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. You have bowed and you're going to bow. And it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. You have confessed and you're going to confess fully with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, I hope you like it. I hope you love to do it. I wish everyone did. But I know they don't. Jesus Christ is Lord, whether you know it or not. Jesus Christ is God, whether you like it or not. I like it. I really like it. I love it. I love him. I wish I understood him more than I do. I wish I could walk in his way better than I do. I wish I could confess him and praise him and honor him to the glory of the Father more. But here's my conclusion. Bowing and confessing to Jesus Christ is easy to do. If you know him. If you know him. You know what Walter said the other week? It's right to believe God. It's right to believe God. And I'm here to tell you this. It's not hard to believe God if you know God. Now, your understanding may not be what you want it to be. My understanding is not where I want it to be. But I believe God. It's easy to believe God. Matter of fact, it's easy to believe God if you know where he is. It's easy to believe Jesus Christ if you know where he is. He is seated on the right hand of the majesty on high. Nothing's too hard for God to do. You understand? The virgin birth, he's on the right hand of God right now. He has all power and all authority in heaven, in earth, and in hell. He is Lord of all. He has power over all flesh. It's not too hard. If you know where he is, if you know who he is, it's not too hard to believe God. Oh my, he is seated in the place of all power and all authority because it was given to him by the Father. He's exalted him. Exalted him. If you've seen him and you know him, it's not hard to believe him. And if you know him, he's your Lord. He's your Lord and your hope. And you will willingly bow to him. And you will willingly confess him with your mouth that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father, because he is both Lord and Christ. Jesus Christ, what does it say? The righteous. The righteous. So that's my word. That's the word of the scripture. Bow to him and confess him, Lord, Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And enjoy it. Enjoy it. You understand, if he's revealed himself to you, he's given us this book right here with his story in it. It's from cover to cover. This is a book of Christ. Like I said, there's only one. This book tells us who he is. Now, this book also tells us who we are and what we are. Sinners. But he came to save sinners. And he did. And he did. And God hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. In heaven, in earth, and under the earth. And every tongue is going to confess Jesus to be Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Rejoice. Rejoice. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God omnipotent, reigns. He reigneth forever. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place. And most of all, Lord, for your Son, the highly exalted Lord of glory, Jesus Christ. He humbled himself, came down, took on the form of a servant, and completely and totally obeyed your law, became the perfect sacrifice for sin forever for his people. And he has saved them from their sins. Thank you, Lord. Be with Walter, be with Paul as they come to preach your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.